When President-elect Biden takes office, one big challenge will be the federal workforce. It comprises almost 2 million people, and morale is down in many agencies after 4 years of attacks on the civil service by President Trump. NPR's Brian Naylor has this look.
He's called the federal workforce the deep state. His administration has moved hundreds of jobs out of Washington, D.C. There was a hiring freeze and job cuts in some agencies. The actions and rhetoric by President Trump have taken their toll on the federal workforce, says Max Steyer, president of the nonpartisan Partnership for Public Service.
There's no question that the Trump administration has diminished the value of civil service or public service for many agencies. And you can see that just in the morale scores of those agencies themselves.
Of the 17 largest federal agencies listed in the partnership's Best Places to Work survey, morale was down at 10 from the previous year. The federal workforce has other issues. Federal workers tend to be a lot older than workers in the private sector, says Donald Kettle, a professor at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas.
6.2% of federal employees are under the age of 30. In the U.S. workforce as a whole, it's 24%. So there's a huge gap, and the federal government has been actually doing a really poor job of bringing new blood in.
And getting hired by the government is a long and often arduous process. Kettle says it takes some 90 days for the government to hire someone, and the USA Jobs website, which applicants must use, is difficult to negotiate. Kettle teaches a course in public management. I spoke with a few of his students who are interested in public service but not with the federal government. Emma Israel wants to work on immigration issues but is turned off by the Department of Homeland Security,
which has been a department that, in my opinion anyway, that the administration has really used for political purposes and has gotten sort of an even worse reputation than it had before the Trump presidency.
Others see the federal government as too bureaucratic and not open to change. Pay is another issue, especially for low-level jobs. Chad Hooper is a former IRS manager who now heads the Professional Managers Association. He says he had trouble recruiting people to work at some of those jobs.
You have to have a bachelor's degree to work in the walk-in office. And fill out all of those forms and then find out, right, when you join that you have this 5% mandatory retirement contribution. So the take-home pay that you are expecting is actually quite a bit less.
Convincing someone to work for the federal government can be a tough sell, says Tracy DeMartini, who is the Chief Human Capital Officer at the General Services Administration, the GSA. But she says not everyone is deterred. Through the end of November this year, she says her agencies posted some 1,300 job listings.
For that, we received over 66,000 applications, which means we're only hiring 2% of the people that applied.
Across the whole federal government, according to the Office of Personnel Management, there were more than 18 million applicants for some 331,000 federal job postings this year. DeMartini says working for the federal government is a noble calling.
We are really what make America tick. Seasonal firefighters at USDA, food and safety inspectors, park rangers, police officers, you know, it's a whole gamut of individuals all across the country.
So far, figures show there's been no spike in new applicants because of the change in administrations. And DeMartini says despite the challenges and tough economic times, people want to work for the federal government no matter who is in charge. Brian Naylor, NPR News.